High schools throughout the country and the state have had to reimagine graduation for the class of 2020. Many have already had drive-throughs and drive-by graduations, and others hold out hope to also have some sort of traditional ceremony later this summer. But Liz McCormick reports not everyone is following health guidelines.
For about 18,000 high school seniors in West Virginia, the final semester of their student career was turned upside down because of the coronavirus pandemic.
You got those last couple of months taken away from you. We didn't realize we were never going back.
That's Markayla King, a senior at Oak Hill High School in Fayette County.
We didn't think that we weren't ever going to see each other again, or at least until graduation or so. And that kind of just like flew past everybody. Like, we couldn't use those last couple months to spend time and make memories and stuff.
When the governor closed schools for good for the rest of the semester, it quickly became clear. No prom or big senior parties. But what about graduation? Schools across the state are trying to get creative. Some schools asked students and their family members to drive up to a designated location to receive a diploma in cap and gown and snap a picture or two. Ripley High School in Jackson County held a parade for its 2020 graduates, announcing their names and future plans on a loudspeaker on the main drag downtown. And King's High School, like some others in West Virginia, had a drive-through graduation. School officials personally delivered all diplomas to everyone's house, and the school plans to have a traditional graduation ceremony outside later this summer.
They're going to have us like seated 6 feet apart, so, and they're going to broadcast it live and stuff too, so like parents and stuff can hear it and see it.
At the end of March, the West Virginia Department of Education created a graduation task force to survey all 55 county school boards and figure out what a 2020 graduation in a pandemic could look like. Jan Barth is the Assistant State Schools Superintendent of Teaching and Learning.
Our goal with the task force was to really pay attention to what people wanted to do with their senior graduations, and we were trying to figure out ways to make sure that they had a face-to-face graduation if the pandemic would allow for that.
Barth, who's also a member of the task force, says the consensus from the beginning was to hope and plan for something traditional later in the summer. And she says the majority of high schools in West Virginia are doing that.
I think a lot of people have got good ideas about how to do it as traditionally as they possibly can within the guidelines of the CDC requirements and the governor's guidelines.
Those guidelines include social distancing, wearing masks and gloves, and having hand sanitizer available. But these guidelines aren't mandatory. And Barth says how the graduations were shaped was ultimately decided on by the local county school boards and school districts. During some of the recent drive-through graduations, though, not every school followed these guidelines to the letter. Take Martinsburg High School in Berkeley County. During its drive-through graduation, many students teared up or cheered as they got out of their vehicles. Family members looked on from their cars, taking photos and honking horns. Teachers stood together up the street, waving the school colors and hitting cowbells.
Basically, we wanted to celebrate the students on the day they would have graduated.
That's Martinsburg High School principal Trent Sherman. But something was missing from almost all of the staff members: protective gear to fight the coronavirus, including the principal, who shook hands with nearly every student while not wearing gloves or a mask. Before the event, Principal Sherman said he didn't have any health concerns for the evening because the area was open and outside.
We got open air, so, you know, it's nice out here, a little bit warm, but I think we'll be good.
And Martinsburg High School wasn't alone in these lax practices. Jan Barth says she was aware that some schools weren't following guidelines strictly. She says her team provided all manner of guidelines for schools to follow, but at the end of the day, they're only guidelines.
This is not state code. It's not state policy. It's a local school district decision, and they have all the information they need. They had the social guidance information that they needed from the governor's office.
Since early May, Governor Jim Justice has been slowly reopening West Virginia's economy. And while the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources says we remain below the case rate that would require the state to start closing again, there are still new cases of COVID-19 being discovered every day across the state. In Berkeley County, where Martinsburg High is located, coronavirus testing has recently become more available to the public, and the number of positive cases has grown from roughly 25 per week to between 40 and 50 new cases each week. That's according to Dr. Terrence Reedy, health officer for the Berkeley-Morgan County Health Department and the Jefferson County Health Department. Berkeley County has also seen the highest number of positive coronavirus cases in the state.
There's a lot of misinformation out there, either that masks aren't important or I don't have to worry about it, you know, or that this is not a real virus and it's not really deadly. And that's just not true.
Reedy spoke with West Virginia Public Broadcasting via Skype. He cautioned that as things continue to reopen, the way we interact with one another must change to limit the spread of the virus. Reedy acknowledges that social change is hard, but he says if people don't make the effort to take precautions, things will only get worse, especially in the Eastern Panhandle.
To me, this is still the first wave coming in from Baltimore and Washington. It's not so much as the wave as the tide coming in. We know that every week or so there are going to be more and more cases. And it may change a little bit, but with time it's going to increase.
As some high schools in West Virginia begin moving forward with traditional graduations next week, state officials are urging staff and students to be conscientious of others, to follow social distancing guidelines, and to wear a mask when inside a public space or when in close proximity to others. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.